his life is really not that interesting. Get ready to be astonished by the average. It's time for The Carlin Chronicles.
Episode 11. On the first tee, Trevino, Harbaugh, and Carlin? The time, May 1998. The place, Clifton, New Jersey. In the 90s, the Cadillac NFL Classic was held at the Upper Montclair Country Club right off Route 3 every spring. It was a senior PGA Tour event that would feature NFL players along with senior golfers. It was a week-long event that also featured a pro-am, where amateur golfers who were affiliated with the tournament, like sponsors, paired up with a player from the NFL and a senior golfer. At the time, I was the producer of a fairly popular sports talk show here in New York called Mike and the Mad Dog. Perhaps you've heard of it. Each year, Mike Francesa and Chris Russo were invited to play in the pro-am, and they would do their show that day from the event. As the producer of the show, I was also invited to play. I had played as a youngster, but I was no Fred Funk or Billy Andrade. I hadn't played the game consistently in about 7 or 8 years. Still, I obviously could not pass on this experience. On Tuesday night before the pro-am, early Wednesday morning, I still didn't know who I would be playing with. All I knew is that I would be in the first group off the tee at 7 a.m. because I had to be in order to have enough time to prepare for the show. I attended a Cadillac party the evening before for the amateurs that included a gift bag that was unreal. You got a driver, a bag, shoes, balls, shorts, jackets. I was speechless. It was a torrent of golf booty, the likes of which I had never seen. I was looking, though, for a tee sheet to find out who I'd be golfing with. I found a person with a clipboard. "Excuse me, I wanted to find out who I'm playing with tomorrow morning. The name is Carlin." Carlin, okay, here you are, right up top. You are paired with Jim Harbaugh and Lee Trevino. "Wait, what? Are you sure?" "Yes, sir. 7 a.m. on the first tee." "Oh, my God. Understand this. I was 25 years old. This was not joy. This was terror. I sucked at the game, and I hadn't picked up a club in years, and now I was playing with Lee Trevino, winner of 6 major championships and 29 events during his career, regarded as one of the best to ever play, let alone a Hall of Famer. I was a nervous wreck on the highway home, borderline hyperventilating. Should I go to the driving range? I didn't have my clubs, just the driver I had just gotten. I had no clue what to do. No. I'll just go home. I'll sleep. Maybe get there early to hit a few balls. You're going to be okay." Did not sleep a wink. At 4:30 a.m., I got up and got out the door by 5. At about 5:30, the phone rang. It was Dog.
"Good morning, my friend. Good morning."
"Good morning, Christopher.
So let me ask you, who they pair you up with today?"
"Trevino."
"Oh, Carly, that could be a problem, my friend. I hear Lee can be a little bit prickly."
"Great. 3 cups of coffee in and a Dog 5:30 a.m. phone call. My heart was set to detonate. I got there and it had rained the night before a bit. The driving range was only open to the pros. Oh, crap. I headed over to the first tee with no practice swings to tee off with Lee Trevino and Jim Harbaugh at 7 a.m. Dear God, let the skies open right now. No such luck. There was Lee, silver-haired, about 5'7", hat tipped back on top of his head. He and Harbaugh were both pleasant, but clearly wanted to expedite the round. I explained my plight to them nervously. They both said, don't worry about it. We're here to have some fun. Yeah, have some fun. The other amateur was a nice guy named Brian. He stepped right up and put it down the middle. Awesome. It was my turn. All right, just don't swing and miss. Woods on the right, that's trouble. If you're gonna miss, try to pull it. Don't swing and miss. I hit it. Okay, where? Oh, that's a big slice into the forest. Oof. Lee. Yeah, hit another one. Same spot. Woody Woodpecker. Crap. Lee's head sunk. This was going to be a long day. The format was best ball, so I clearly wasn't going to be contributing. A swing and a miss here. A bad putt there. Not good. A crowd was gathering around the third hole, realizing that Trevino was out there. He was having fun with the fans goofing around. He was actually in a good mood. Until the fourth hole came. I had an okay drive, almost playable, and we used it because everybody's drive had to be used at least once. And this group knew that this was likely to be their best option for me all day. Second shot, I lined up. To my left, a giant scoreboard and the other fairway. Okay, if you're gonna miss, miss right. Slammed it right into the back of the scoreboard. In front of Lee Trevino. In front of Jim Harbaugh. And in front of about 250 people. Yep. This was going to be a march of the portly, sweaty, and untalented. Sixth hole. Lee lining up for his fairway shot. Suddenly, my bag started loudly ringing. Yep, mid-swing. I couldn't believe I didn't turn the ringer off on my phone. He missed the green. A death stare followed. I hit a couple of decent shots, like literally a couple, two, the rest of the way. Now, I gotta admit, Lee and Jim were pretty damn nice the whole round. We chatted. Lee was encouraging, despite the phone ringing. He knew from the outset how nervous I was, and he couldn't have been more patient about the whole thing, honestly. We finished, shook hands, took pictures. They were absolutely great. Jim came on the show, goofed on me a little bit, but all in good fun. Lee had left for the day. So fast forward 1 year. We were back at Upper Montclair to do the show. This time, Lee was able to come over and be a guest. When he walked over, I couldn't believe what happened. He grabbed me, gave me a huge hug, and yelled, "Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?" I was absolutely stunned. This guy meets thousands of people a year, and he remembers my name? One of the all-time greats knew me by my first name. We chatted for a few minutes, and then he sat down for the boys. Dog introduced him from break and said,
"Hey, Mike, I couldn't believe it. Lee came right over. First thing he did, gave Colin a big hug. Unbelievable."
Trevino deadpanned. How could I forget him? He was the worst golfer I ever played with. He had the squirrels wearing helmets out there. You know what? I'll take it. Tag it, Nikki.
This was the Carlin Chronicles.